I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It was about a year ago that Bishop M.A. Thomas traveled to Rajasthan, India, into a firestorm of anti-Christian activity that forced both Thomas and his son Samuel into hiding. Sam was actually jailed. Thomas was given permission to visit the U.S. In an exclusive interview with Mission Network News, Thomas told us,
"Thanks to the listeners who prayed for us and accept our special word of thanks, and especially the government officials, including the president, who helped us and supported us. God bless you. Thank you, my beloved brother."
Thomas seems confident trumped-up charges will be worked out, but Hope Giver still faces a financial crisis. They need nearly $4 million to fund the ministry that was temporarily shut down by authorities and to pay thousands for their legal fees. Thomas has permission to be here 20 days, after which he must return to India. And it's been nearly 4 months, but responses continue coming in to the International Bible Society as a result of their City Reachers outreach in Canada. IBS's Bob Jackson helped organize that Brampton, Ontario project. He describes how the outreach works.
We create a custom New Testament for a metro area, and then through the cooperative effort of the Christian community and with the local major newspaper, we place that custom New Testament in the outside pouch.
118,000 homes received them. This is just the fourth City Reachers event in North America, but more are planned.
There are probably 50 or 60 cities who have expressed interest to us, but right now we're working in 9 additional metro areas.
The next City Reachers event is in Kansas City, Missouri. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.